Welcome to the Adam Rothstein Hockey Podcast. This is your podcast for all things hockey. On this podcast, we talk about past history to the modern day and what you can do to grow the sport. I am your host, Adam Rothstein. All right, let's get to the show. Welcome back, everyone. This is the Adam Rothstein Hockey Podcast, and I have to say it's been a while, but I'm glad I am back. I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to do all this and if this is going to be in a blue moon, but I'll talk to you about that later. So Morgan Riley took exception to Ridly Greig, And I do not understand why he took exception to this. Your goalie is pulled. Why are you even making a fuss about this? I disagree with even going after him. It's like you have an open net. He takes a slap shot, and then you go after him. It's like. Would it be better if he took it on Sammy or like, I don't understand. What if it was just a breakaway and he pulled a Paul Kariya on him? You know, can we just, not do that? Like you forfeited the right to have a save. Your team forfeited, you were 6-on-5 with the empty net. You don't get to complain when there's an empty net goal and you guys can't prevent and you guys can't get your extra goal to force overtime. I get the Battle of Ontario is intense, people. I do, but I think this was just, no exceptions too. I mean, like, the cross check is just no class. Like, the goal was scored, he had about 10 seconds, and then you come. And then you just come over, and then boom. Like, I definitely disagree with this. You know, it's like, stop complaining, okay? His job is to get the puck in the net any means necessary, assuming without taking a penalty and without trying to get suspended, any legal way via the hockey rules, okay? And if you complain about that, that is on you, okay? And if I'm the head coach, yes, I want Greig. I would rather have Greig take the slap shot than pull a Patrick Steffen moment. You know, like, we don't want that, okay? I will always take that. Even if it's the opposing team, I'm like, well, that's it. It was a tough one. We tried to fight hard, but we couldn't make it. And that would be it. This game was very interesting. I've got to admit that, just losing 5-3 is just not an optimal way. I mean, like, it happens. It's not rare. I mean, you're always going to take a bad loss regardless. And it's not that bad of a loss, okay? When you lose two goals at the end, and that's just the thing, okay? You're going to take that loss, and you're going to swallow it like your morning pill, okay? Just take it, okay? Now, here's someone I love talking about. His name is Alexander Ovechkin. You might have heard of him. You might have actually heard of him because he got to score a goal last night, like his slap shot on the power play, on the pee-pee. So we did get that. Carlson got his 27th assist on that, and Mantha got 10 as well. So here's what I'm thinking. He's got 14 goals this year. If he can get to 25, I think he's going to be all right. and we can talk about Gretzky, and then he finishes it off in two seasons. I think he's good. Once again, I think it's a shame that he did not, like, he missed technically three full seasons, if you want to count the injuries as well, because remember, had he been born 3 weeks earlier, he would have been able to play in 03 for the 03-04 season, and he missed the entire lockout too. So we missed a potential another 50 goals out of that already. So he could have done that as well, and we'd be talking about, you know, him breaking it this season on that. Also, the Corona season was shortened it up as well, and then he dealt with all the injuries too. He's going to break Gretzky's record, even if he has to stay in that 42. I will repeat this until this happens, okay? I will repeat it until he is done. All right, so there's that. I think he definitely is, you know, I don't think he's the GOAT. I think Crosby's going to be a better player. I don't know how Bedard's going to pan out. I think he'll do well. But who's going to be the greatest of all time? I'll still tend to lean to Gretzky as well. Bossy and Lemieux could have been in that conversation, like truly been in that conversation, had they not been gotten their injuries and had their careers shortened. And Bossy essentially got, averaged 50 goals in his 10 seasons, too. He had over 500 for what it was worth. And he had four Stanley Cups. He was so dominant with the Islanders back in the day with Trottier and that weirdo Billy Smith. So of course he would, you know, he could have been in the conversation had Gretzky not shown up. Also, Marcel Dion was the one who just could not get to the Stanley Cup Finals. He won a few playoff series, but he just was not the best to get there. And of course, Wayne Gretzky was the first one to take the Kings to the Stanley Cup Finals, but they lost to some weirdo by the name of Patrick Roy and the Montreal Canadiens as well. In terms of who's the best hockey player of all time, best goalie of all time, excuse me, I will still say Patrick Roy because he was able to beat Gretzky. And he beat Brodeur's team, too. He showed off his finesse in Game 7 of 2001. So there's that as well. But returning to Alex Ovechkin, I think he is starting to find his step again. I think he's not as well as he was last year. He obviously just came off an injury, but I don't think he's going to put up the numbers that we're used to seeing from him. So it is a shame that we're not going to see this, prime Alex Ovechkin again. But of course, everyone gets old, everyone gets injured, and when you're playing one of the roughest sports ever, guess what? You're going to get injured. It's just life. It's just life, too. So there's that. Okay, so let's talk about what I am predicting for the playoffs. As I said, I like the Jets. I love the Jets. The Jets are kicking B-U-double-T as well. Oilers seem to be better off now. There was once a point when they were tied with the Sharks in the standings, but I think they will get to the playoffs as well. I don't see them going to the finals. I just think they're not quite there yet. Maybe they can do it in 2 years, but I'm still just a bit skeptical at this point. The Canucks are still the Canucks. So there's that. Garland is doing great. He had two goals last night as well. And Mr. Hughes is doing pretty well as well. Speaking of which, the other Hughes brothers might not make the playoffs, but we'll have to wait and see. I think we're right on the edge with the Devils as well. I think because the Islanders could have a good streak coming up, and then the Capitals could just really, really fight hard and get it. But there's a million and one possibilities at this point. I don't think the Penguins are going to get in this time around, and they should have gotten in last year. Had they just beaten Chicago, we would not be. They would have not. Pittsburgh would have at least had one team get to the playoffs, and they would have maintained their record. But once again, I think the Penguins will have a last dance situation, just like Michael Jordan. So we'll just have to wait for that. Boston, I think at this point, I really do think Boston or the Rangers could possibly take it. If the Stanley Cup final is between the Rangers and the Canucks, we'll have a repeat 1994 scenario. Now, that's still on the table. I would like to see that again. And then the Rangers beat the Canucks. It's possible they could face off against Colorado. Denver is a great market. It's a great TV market, and it would be good for the ratings. It'd be better than Vegas for ratings as well. So, and more people from Denver would tune in. We only had like less than 3 million people tune in to the finals last year. So I think Denver would be a good as well. Okay, in the Pacific, we've got the King. The Kings could certainly get their way in there, but I think the Oilers are too good. I think if they run into the Oilers in the first round, I think they're out in the first round, and they do not have Jonathan Quick anymore. Speaking of Jonathan Quick, he really is now. I think he's just the ace of the Rangers right now. It's not Shesterkin, it is Quick, because he was quick to come back up. Ha ha, very funny, Adam. And, of course, my sense of humor is back. So we have that. The Flames are flaming out. I don't see them getting in at this point. I could be wrong on that. The Kraken are still... We got about 50... or so games that have already been played. You have a little less than 30 for most teams at this point. Less than 30 for most teams at this point. So, because some are at 52 and you have an 82 game season, but there's that. Here's what I really want to see between. I think Colorado and the Avalanche and the Rangers playing in the Stanley Cup Finals would probably be one of the best ratings ever for the Stanley Cup Final. I think it would be good enough. New York is the biggest media market in the United States right now. So you just have one of those, you're good. And that also affects the TV ratings too when you do not have major markets. Sunrise, Florida is not a major market. Most people don't even know the Panthers play in Sunrise. It's just a weird area. They're not in Miami, and they're 90 minutes away. It's like saying Baltimore is a part of DC. It makes no sense. It does not make any sense. They are two separate cities, and Sunrise does not rise to the level of a Miami, Florida. They don't. So that was that last year when the Cats faced off against the Golden Knights. But Vegas, you know, you think is a good market too, but again, you're out in the desert. It's not, Vegas is not culturally a hockey city. They won the cup, great on them, but I think the best for viewership would be the Rangers and the Avalanche, and I don't see the Kings getting to the finals at this point. Out of the teams most likely to get in, I think the best one, you know, the best most likely is between the Rangers and the Avalanche. I think the Rangers have the tri-state area under control. More, even people from Philadelphia are going to tune in to that. Even the Flyers fans, diehard Flyers fans, will tune in. So don't worry there, even casual Flyers fans. So you're covering about, you're covering 20 million people in the tri-state area already who could potentially watch it. And then you have Denver, which is about 2 million or so people in that area. And then everyone across the country will come, who's a hockey fan will probably watch it as well. So I think you could still get 10 million eyeballs on this. I think, and here's the other thing. Gary Bettman needs to put some of the advertisements on ABC and CBS, as well as Fox. Some of the channels that do not have hockey on, put it on there and just say, hey, come over and watch this. Because, you know, like, I don't see NHL commercials on CBS. Now, maybe there's a contract in there that I am not aware of, a contract clause that I'm not aware of. But if you have the opportunity to put the advertisement space on there, you should do it. And there was not a lot of ads, period, that I'm seeing for it. There should be more ads for the Stanley Cup Final than the World Series, in my opinion, because you should be getting more eyeballs on this game if you want to grow the game. Oh, so that'll about do it. So it's kind of good to be back. I'll get this set up as well. I'll try to be back more often, but I should have mentioned, I had my 30th birthday on February 9th. I went to the Panthers game on the 7th, faced the Flyers, they lost. And it's just weird being the big 3-0, but I'll tell you, I'm doing all right, for what it's worth. So that'll about do it for this episode of the Adam Rossi Hockey Podcast. The best way to support this is not even by subscribing to this podcast, but by purchasing Growing Hockey. I'll leave a link in the description. Check audiobooks.com as well. If you want to do this on Audible, you can just search out Growing Hockey there and click download. And with that being said, share this episode with your friends and family, subscribe, rate this 5 stars, write me a little review, and with that being said, take care.